Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
Well, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Yes, you are listening to Here I Am, Lord, and I am Marta Kyle.
And I am Tara Wolfington.
Yes, and we are here with you again on this beautiful Thursday. And we have a great show planned for you today.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great weather. They said it was going to rain for all these 3 days in here in Philadelphia. It hasn't happened.
So it has not happened. That. I know. So for all of you that are living in areas where those tornadoes maybe were warnings or they actually did hit, we were praying for you.
Yes.
And keeping you in our prayers, because that can be some scary tornadoes and hurricanes
and flooding.
And flooding.
So many people that had...
So many people that had
basements
flooding
mm-hmm. and they were showing, you know, cars underwater. And
yes. Yes. I personally find that extremely frightening. I don't like driving and that kind of stuff. And yeah, so we were all definitely keeping you in prayer.
Yes.
And we were...
I've had a basement flood before.
Me too. Me
That's
too.
That's not happy.
It is not happy.
Mm-mm. And you have to be careful not to walk down there if you don't know.
Oh, it's so hard.
If there's any power on or things mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
And just all your stuff and, it's
and
really...
Clean up.
Yes, the cleanup is not fun.
No.
Anne-Marie, if you're listening today, we feel, you know, we've been keeping you in prayer. I know that she's had some flooding in her house. And
yes.
It's been a tough situation.
Yeah.
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 So we are keeping you in prayer. It's been an
Holding
exciting week for so many facets, right? Even in the little bit of news, we've had some events take place in Medjugorje that were really sad. And Tara and I were discussing how, you know, it's definitely a sign of the times that we are living in.
Yes.
And this show does focus on saying yes in the ordinary moments of daily life, following Christ more faithfully each day. And you're going to start, I believe you're going to really start to see like the line in the sand. We're starting to really see the battle is raging fiercest.
Yeah.
And pick a side. And that's,
I mean, it's very clear, I said to my grandkids, if you don't understand that there's a spiritual battle going on above us,
mm-hmm.
So many things are pointing to it now. You can't deny it.
Yeah, and we kept hearing in Mass, even in the gospel and the readings, eyes to see, ears to hear. Yep,
mm-hmm.
and a heart to receive.
Right.
So, and you can see it on any level, from Mother Nature to the Holy Spirit.
To human nature.
To human nature. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're talking about the vices and the virtues.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
Right? And,
yeah.
And how one needs to balance the other in the pride, the envy, the wrath, the greed.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's important to review these topics and how they tied into those Ten Commandments, because we were saying those are the roots, right? All of the pride, the envy, that's what Jesus always tells us. It's what's in the heart that defiles. So really digging out, figuring out what's in our hearts,
mm-hmm.
creating clean hearts for ourselves, or praying that the Lord will create clean hearts within us, right? And a steadfast spirit. Asking the Holy Spirit for that
and
gift.
And praying for other people.
Because
not that we're judging them, but some of them are right there.
The
man in Medjugorje.
That was a rough...
You can always pray for...
Yeah.
No one's too far gone.
Exactly. And just in case anybody was unaware, so what happened was somebody went and desecrated the statue of Our Lady at the top of Cross... Mm-hmm. Blue Cross Apparition Hill.
Apparition Hill.
Yeah. And then they actually set the altar on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really... When you watch the video, it looks like you poured gasoline around
mm-hmm.
the altar and the chairs where the priests who are saying Mass sit. Not
yeah.
where all the priests sit. But
right.
specifically. And for me, it moved me to goosebumps in that, how powerful is that altar? How many
yes.
priests from all over the world?
Yes.
combined came in 2, 3, 4, 10, 20, 100 at a time, priests there celebrating on that altar.
And
how
so
powerful.
Many priests that are on that altar receive their vocations from the fruits of Medjugorje, right?
Yeah.
From visiting, calling, from hearing
while
calling.
They were at Medjugorje.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people back to confession, back to praying the rosary, so many conversions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked about on one show our confession there.
Yeah.
So many people set
so
straight.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get back on the path.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's just such a powerful, powerful apparition site and place on earth.
Yeah. And it was diabolical and it was, you know, we giggle a lot, but on a more serious note, it was really disheartening to see someone, you know, attack the church, the Blessed Mother, the sacred altar,
the whole thing. Yep. Yeah. And then, even what they spray painted on our statue was very, disturbing, right?
Yes.
Evil is here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was a rough go. So we're going to open with a little prayer.
Yes.
And then we will keep our hearts and minds, with that intention, right? Anyone who is experiencing the floods, the beautiful people of Medjugorje, everyone's who was working so hard to restore what was desecrated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important, especially on first Fridays and first Saturdays, that we make reparation for these offenses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. Okay. So in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We thought we'd go with the Magnificat prayer today. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I trust you. Let me not be disappointed. Do not let my enemies triumph. Those who hope in you shall not be disappointed, but only those who wantonly break faith. Lord, make us know your ways. Teach us your paths. Make us walk in your truth and teach us, for you are our God and our Savior. In you we hope all the day long, because of your goodness, O Lord. Remember your mercy, Lord, and the love you have shown from of old. Do not remember the sins of our youth. In your love, remember us. The Lord is good and upright. He shows the path to those who stray. He guides the humble in the right path and teaches his way to the poor. His ways are faithfulness and love for those who keep his covenant and law. Lord, for the sake of your name, forgive us of our guilt, for it is great. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And we just thought that prayer for today was extremely timely for the events that we're talking about with Medjugorje.
And trusting the Lord.
Trusting the Lord and making
the whole
message
coming out of Medjugorje is don't focus on the diabolical part.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on how powerful Medjugorje
the rosary
is, you
how
know, and give
Medjugorje
all the glory
is.
To God and all, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. And even within that prayer, we are praying that we can keep the commandments. We can stay according to God's law, right?
Yes.
And then, yeah. And part of that is this Vices and Virtues program that we're talking about.
See?
It's always so funny every week. We say the same thing every week in terms of this, but it always is so fitting.
Right.
And everything just like
it's like the
together.
Lord knows what he's doing.
Exactly. And we've had so many fun saints. We were talking about the fact that in this whole month, we have so many powerful saints is the way I should phrase that. And there's so many beautiful devotions that we can have. Yesterday was one of some of my favorites. It's Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Tara and I are constantly working together, so we're always teasing each other, funny enough, about who's being Martha and who's being Mary.
On any given day.
On any given day. So it's just an inside joke.
And even
so.
Lazarus.
Yes, I've been Lazarus a couple times. I'm sure we all have in our own right, right?
Yes,
so I just thought that was awesome. I love that feast day for all three of them in the one day, you know?
And it's funny how we do go back and forth with that.
We do, yeah.
And one person can become, because we work together and we do the show together.
Yes.
So we do our we work in our company together too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, who's worrying unnecessary worry about getting certain things done and the
other guy's like in adoration or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I'm out here doing all this and you're not, you know?
Yeah.
it's always so classic. It's hilarious. Yes. And then the saint for today is Saint Peter Chrysostomus. And they call him the Golden Tongue because of his preaching was so beautiful. And no one else has ever been given such like an honor or such a title, if you will. I don't know if you can call it a title, a nickname,
right.
whatever. But for a reputation, we were saying as radio, you know, being on the radio, wouldn't that be beautiful if we had a little bit of that gift?
Right.
The gift
some
of
eloquence.
The Golden Tongue. Some eloquence, yes. Yeah. To touch hearts, to move souls, the way Our Lady was touching hearts and moving souls in Medjugorje. I mean, there's so many beautiful fruits when you have that gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. then when you live out the virtues, those are great examples of people who are in the daily life, giving their daily yes to Christ, which is what this show is dedicated to. Here I am, Lord. And it's in the daily struggles of life. And it's when bad things happen to mm-hmm. good people. And it's, you know, it could be the storms. It could be something like Medjugorje. It could be an accident. It could be anything, right? But just giving your daily yes and staying in faith and trying to stay rooted in the virtue.
Right.
And
practice the virtue.
Practice the virtue and pray.
And then you get the prize.
Yeah, and asking the Holy Spirit for the clean heart. That was in the Mass today, too. Create a clean heart for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit place within me. That was today's, one of today's meditative psalms.
Yeah.
And
staying on the path.
Always, yeah.
Just constantly be reading and thinking. And
because
the minute you stop, you go backwards really quickly.
Really quickly. And it's not hard. It's like losing weight. It's so hard to get it off. It's so hard to put it on. It's like living in the virtues. It can take so much work.
Right.
And preparation
yeah.
to start living those virtues. But it's kind of easy to fall off like 2 or 3 days without them. And boom, there you are, right back to square one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, last week within the Vice and Virtue episodes, we did talk a little bit about pride and the virtue of humility, right? And we talked about envy and brotherly love.
Right.
We reviewed wrath and patience, correct?
Big
and then,
one. Yeah,
big one, because we would say Medjugorje was probably a situation of wrath, right?
Right. No, we did envy, brotherly love. Yeah, I don't think we did wrath.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I thought we started to touch on it, and then we said, oh, look, the hour's up. But anyway, either way, we can start reviewing it, because it's really prevalent to what we're seeing
in
society today. You see a lot of wrath.
Yeah.
When people smash and grab, when they go into the cities, they light fires, all the wrath.
Cut you off at the light is the
old
classic.
It could just be anything.
There's a lot of anger in the world about, pick a topic, name anything.
Absolutely anything. Yeah, it could be wrath even in the realm of spirituality. People who are in love with their faith, right, might be wrathful about somebody else's faith.
Yes, there's a lot of that.
I mean, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I mean, any way you slice it, it could be in business, it could be politics, it could be, I mean, there's a lot of wrath in politics. It could be within your own family and your own home. It could just be anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All those circles of life that we have to deal with.
Right.
It could even be if you get a diagnosis and you get really sick and you're feeling really angry about why is this happening to me? It could, you know.
Mm-hmm. Even though that's a little bit of a process of acceptance.
Yeah.
It's a walk towards acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. I'm just saying it's any facet of your little wagon wheel of life, all the different areas.
Right.
Your spiritual, your physical, your, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's when you seek harm rather than justice. Maybe we did start to touch on it.
I think we did, because we said it could be like divorce. It could be, you see a lot of situations where.
Right.
It's easier to fall into wrath than you think, I believe, is what the point we were trying to make. You think, well, I don't have wrath. That sounds so harsh. That sounds so.
Right.
And then, boom, next thing you know, it's either in your mind and it doesn't leave your lips, but your heart's angry. You're right.
I had that last week because I remember leaving here and we were on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wrath, patience. Okay, I'm going to try patience every time I get angry.
Yeah.
And it's definitely an exercise, especially if it's little needly things that,
yes.
that people are doing around you.
The little
you
way. We did talk about it last week because we even said the little
you.
Way. Yeah. St. Teresa's little way, and now she's a doctor of the church.
To try to be patient.
Because it's
but
harder than
But then they build
think.
Up, and I'm like, okay, I might blow. I just yes. have to find another way to deal with them with
exactly.
each particular one rather than saying, I'm just going to walk away. I'm just going to walk away.
Yes.
You know?
So my sister, Kelly, always had this funny thing during the summer. We have a shared home, right? So there's lots of different families in and out, and it can
yeah.
be very frustrating for people, different for whatever reasons, right? So my sister Kelly would say, okay, it's time to go take a bike ride. Okay, it's time to get on the bike. She had one day where she was so frustrated with everything. She said she rode like 21 miles on her bike. She just kept circling the island. She's like, I've been on the bike all day, Marta. I just want to call you and let you know that I'm on my third circle. Riding to the end of Stone Harbor and back. And it's kind of funny. So instead of having rest, she takes it out on the bicycle and she'll just pedal and pedal and pedal.
Well, that's
and
a good thing.
That's a great thing. I'm saying that was a good example. And it's become a family joke. We're like, okay, get on the bicycle.
Right. She's good for those one-liners.
Punch the pillow. Hurry up. Get the pillow. I have to punch the scream into the pillow.
I think it's because we're all older and set in our ways.
Yes.
And so then the other families funny. Come in and you do things one way and they do things
yes,
another.
Yes, and that's what we're saying, though. It doesn't
and there's
have
three
to
and
be.
Four families in the house.
Yeah, yeah, so it doesn't have to be anything that's, like, monumental. These things can come across and be so ridiculous. Like, who took my beach chair?
Right.
Or, I had one of my favorite, you know.
So you haven't really crossed into wrath, but you're losing the patience.
But you're losing
you're coming
your patience.
Away from the virtue.
Yeah, like someone ate your leftovers. You had a half a sandwich in the fridge, and boom, you're
or
like
you went
so
to that
hungry.
Restaurant, and the dinner was so good, and you brought it home.
Yes, and all you want to do is go get your leftovers, and you're like, gone. You're like, what? No one even asked. They just ate my life. It's the silliest
yeah.
things.
And then people say there's two kinds of people in a big family. The fast and the hungry.
Yeah, so
you
it's so funny.
Fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that happens in our house all the time. The boys come in and eat the girls' leftovers all the time. And they get so frustrated and... You know, that same thing, offer it up or
right.
you knew it was going to happen. You know exactly what's going to happen when you put something in that fridge. So why would you bother getting upset about it? You can just expect that thing is going to be gone by the morning.
Especially with brothers.
Especially with three boys.
It's so funny.
Yeah, so it's funny. There's a lot of ways to cover these topics. You know, they obviously can get to the point of serious, serious, deep. All sin is serious, though. Even the light little things are serious. I was having a conversation with someone about that today, where even though these might be jovial things or silly things, or someone took my wash out of the washer and dumped it on top of the dryer but didn't put it in the dryer,
mm-hmm.
that can be really fresh. That's my personal one. That drives me
right.
crazy.
If
I think
you
it's
needed
rude.
That shirt.
I just so
and
rude. Just
dry.
Put it in the dryer. But then if they put your stuff in the dryer and it was 100% cotton, you'd get mad at that for, you know, because someone put your good shirt in the dryer.
There it is. It's still leaving patience and
leaving
creeping
patience.
In. It's the root.
But it's the everyday things, right?
Yeah.
Which made the little flower so powerful.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or somebody took your car and didn't, like, put gas in it and you're going to go somewhere. Next thing you know, you're on an empty tank. You have to be somewhere. I mean, these are things. I don't know. My household's
yeah.
full of it.
It's fill in the blank of life.
Yeah. Exactly. Someone steals your parking spot. You're about to get it. And they're like, and they beat you to it.
Or they actually took it from you.
Yes. Which could lead us into greed and generosity because somebody just takes that spot. It's kind of greedy, right?
Yeah.
And instead of having
generous
a generous
and
heart
say, mm-hmm.
and saying, yeah,
I have
okay.
a parking angel, so I'll get a better one.
Exactly. Go ahead. Happy guy. You can have my parking spot.
Right.
So, yeah, that's basically where we're picking up greed and generosity. And greed is the disordered desire to acquire and hoard anything. It could be wealth, possessions. This generation, we live in a throwaway society, but we also live in a society where everything is in like on demand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to have to wait in line. You don't want to have to...
Amazon will have Amazon. It to you by the morning.
Yeah, right? And you do get used to that very quickly because even I'm like, what is with Amazon taking 3 days to get this package here? I need it now.
Right. Right.
so silly. But we do, at least in America, have, it's very different in America than it is in Europe. Or, I mean, we were joking around when we were in Medjugorje, air conditioning, right?
Yeah.
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 We want our comforts and we want what we want and we want
we
it now.
We didn't want it to be that comfortable.
We just wanted.
There was a heat wave. It was like 99, and they bring it to 89, and that's conditioning the air. But we kind of wanted it to be like
68. 69. Yeah, so as Americans, you don't realize, but this society conditions you.
Comfort.
Yeah, and there's no excuses, but it's easy. And when you're conditioned to comfort, you do fall into these vices a little bit more quickly than you might want to admit, because we're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the internet, you have one of these bad storms and you lose your electricity, or you, how hard is it to stay?
Or your cable.
Or your cable.
Internet.
Mm-hmm. It's really frustrating for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 days and the internet's blowing up.
Yeah, and your refrigerator, you know.
Pico's horrible and everybody's horrible. And
yeah.
It's been 4 days and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's hard to even stay generous or patient in those situations, right?
Mm-hmm. It's, you have to practice contentment and be thoughtful in thinking about being satisfied. How many things you have. It's always it's an attitude of gratitude.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
Like you're the air conditioning's off, but I can walk outside. Or
yeah, I have
turn
my
on a
health.
Fan
I have, or I have a family member who's willing to take me in. Or yeah,
I
have my job.
My
I have my health. So just constantly reminding yourself
of what you do have.
Of what you do have.
Yeah,
creating that clean heart, because it's really easy. Again, even if you don't act on these things, to harbor these things in your heart is as offensive to God as it is when you carry them out.
Right.
It's, yeah.
You have to capture the thought.
Yeah, and change it.
Because no one can read your thoughts, but they can put, evil can put thoughts in your mind. You have to just capture them and say, I'm not going there.
Exactly.
I feel like that's one way that I get attacked a lot. All of a sudden I wake up one morning, we talk about this.
Yes.
And I'm like,
yeah.
These thoughts are coming into my mind. And I'm like, what is that?
Yes.
And if you stand there and chew on it, even for a second.
Yeah, it's just
the train
leaves the station, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. I'm like, and I'm off and running.
Right.
And nothing's
I'm on the
even
speed
happened.
Line.
And nothing's even happened yet.
Even make it downstairs yet. I've had 10 thoughts that are bringing me to whatever.
To anger
or being
greed,
mad at someone.
Whatever.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And it definitely happens to everybody.
And then you have to like grab it and say, get behind me. Go
exactly.
Away. Go away. Go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it can real fast.
Yes.
At least for me anyway, real fast.
Well, even in today's gospel, Jesus, that's part of the end of the gospel today. Get behind me, Satan. Because Peter says to our Lord, not you, Lord, never you. You know, this is not going to happen. And he says, you are thinking as humans think, right? You're not thinking in the way that God thinks.
Right.
And get behind me, Satan. So it's real easy to get greedy. It could be even greedy with your time, right? If someone's infringing on your time, or greedy with your resources. I know right now we're all sharing cars, right? Because everybody's living at home. And every morning or evening, it's a battle for, you drove this morning, so I get the car tonight, or you get this, or you get that. It's been like a constant struggle. And the temptation would be.
So you're going to put this up on the refrigerator?
I think I am.
Greed and generosity.
Yeah. And you drove the car last, but you didn't fill it with gas.
Each person to mark.
It's so true. And they fight about who put what amount of money in the gas tank, but I filled the gas, but then you drove the car, so you owe me. So
that would be funny. Do you remember one of our aunts had the doghouse?
Yes.
When the kids were growing up.
Yes.
They would get so upset. She had all their names, and if you got put in the doghouse, I mean, it really affected them.
Yes.
Oh
but
gosh.
It has been a good exercise. Having a shortage of cars has been a good exercise. And by the end of the summer, they are being more generous with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They figure it out.
They figure it out.
Mm-hmm. When they have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was even getting annoyed. I'm not going to lie. They kept taking my car. And I'm like, wait a minute. I keep being the one that without the car.
Yep.
Like, and I kept having to call you.
I'm the mom.
I'm like, Tara, you have to pick me up again. I have no car and I'm stranded here at the house. I can't meet you. Because my kids have my car all the time. But even that.
But it's all good because you have a grateful heart.
Yes. So learning to be generous. Being generous. In just the everyday ways, man. It can be a little harder than you think.
Right. Right.
And then it's interesting to see in society, greed's coming in a little bit more because it's like an overuse of your strengths, right? So every time you go to a store and you want to check out, they ask you for a donation to some kind of good project, right? So you're checking out the grocery store and it's like feed the hungry kids. And then you go to Best Buy and it's like give a kid
Saint
a computer or St. Jude
Hospital.
And then you go to this store and they're like, oh, will you support us? And then you go in for like an ice cream cone and they're like tip jars and wherever you go. But it's interesting. My children are all working in these jobs that are tip dependent jobs, like waiting tables or busing tables or, and what unanimously across the board, there's one scooping ice cream, whatever. They're saying people aren't tipping anymore because they've been over asked on so many levels that now everyone is saying no to tipping. It's kind of crazy. And it's being applied to situations maybe where tipping should be applied, right? So they're coming home, they're trying to earn money for college and earn their keep, but they're saying, this is incredible. We're not making any money because we're getting paid a low salary, but no one's tipping us anymore.
Right.
The reason no one's tipping is because it was an overextension. You can't even check out a Wawa without them saying, please give me your spare change.
Right.
And everyone would look at that as, oh, well, it's 10 cents. Big deal. Don't be so greedy.
But a penny saved is a penny earned.
Yeah. And why do you think these programs
the
are doing that?
Adds up. We talk about that in business. On our business side of Martha and Mary. Yeah.
So it's interesting because they try and play off of generosity, right? Donate, round up, give us 5 cents, give us 10 cents. So, and these things, you do have to be generous. But when you're getting bombarded 24.
And sometimes, like, I know who I'm giving to, and I have a lump of sum. And I, you know, I give to St. Christopher's. I don't just, it's not the 2 cents you're asking me for. I write the check.
Yeah.
Right? So then when you ask me, then I find myself making excuses.
Yeah.
To St. Christopher's? I say, I do that. I'm like, I give them my own.
Yeah.
And they'll look at you like you're a cheapskate.
Or like you're a jerk or something. Like, I mean, you can't even check out a PetSmart without them asking you to donate to the pet program or something. I mean, it's everywhere you go. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if I'm turning into a greedy human being because now I'm saying no. I'm like, nope, 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 nope. I used to say yes.
Well, there's a limit.
But to your point.
Like, you can't be unwise. You have to have wise decision-making in your life. And too much giving away leaves you. I mean, the Lord likes a generous giver. We love that, right?
Yes. But
he never said give until you hurt yourself.
Right.
And that's what that does.
It's, yes.
You know, people realize it in their Starbucks coffee. You would pay $5 for a coffee. I'm going to Wawa for the dollar coffee. But then when you tip all day long, you're at that $5 before you blink, sometimes 10 sometimes, and that adds up.
So there's a lot of tricky ways to look at the greed and generosity thing, and there is a fine line in there, and there is a, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's about the day-to-day, yes, but you also can't feel guilty and say yes to every single thing that you're asked of. To your point, you have to decide what you give to, know what you're being called to give to,
right,
and then just stick to your guns, because otherwise you'll end up getting angry.
Right.
And then you're an anger angried.
There you go. Then your generosity is the root of your anger.
Yeah, exactly, which is not good either.
Right.
Right?
So real quick, Proverbs 22, a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And our saint of the day is the golden tongue.
Love that.
So fun. Yeah.
Love that.
Okay. Well, we're at the half hour mark, so we are going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
We thank God for our one, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church, where Jesus remains present to us until the end of the age, in word and in sacrament. Catholic Radio shares in the ministry of the Church to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. and In His Sign Catholic Radio, has been doing so for over 30 years. Kathleen McCarthy and In His Sign have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring the fire of God's healing love to the world through Catholic radio and the internet. With God's grace, His word goes out, healing hearts and transforming lives. In His Sign proclaims the culture of life loud and clear in a culture of death. The ministry's mission is to evangelize, catechize, and to be a voice for those who have no voice, proclaiming the truth that will set all people free. To our faithful family and friends who stand with us, thank you for being missionaries with us by supporting In His Sign Catholic Radio. Without your monthly support of prayer and financial giving, our mission would not be able to continue. Our mission voice would be silenced. To our new listeners, please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. Kathleen McCarthy and all of the staff at In His Sign, except Kathleen's administrator, donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010. Or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Well, welcome back. I'm Marta Kyle.
And I'm Tara Wolfington.
And you're listening to Here I Am, Lord, the Thursday program from 4 to 5 p.m. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. And we were just wrapping up our Virtue and Vices program. And we did a quick review of last week. So we covered pride and humility, envy and brotherly love, wrath and patience. We just talked about greed and generosity and the different facets that we meet with in all of these different opportunities life presents us with and that the Lord presents us with on the daily, right? So it could be anything from politics to, you know, who took my wash out of the washer and didn't put it in the dryer to, you know, the parking spot. So many facets of life, our health, whatever's going on.
They call them the seven deadly sins, but they're really the seven sins that are the root of
sin, you know, because we finished up a Ten Commandments series and we were saying when we break the commandments, the root of our breaking commandments is usually coming out of this virtue and vices piece.
Right.
Or always, actually.
Thoughts, actions.
It's what you're harboring in your heart.
So we're doing this.
So we're going to pray to the Holy Spirit to create clean hearts in us all, please, Lord, and steadfast spirits so we can follow in the ways of the Lord. And that's definitely a daily prayer. I go through phases where I walk around all day, you know, creating a clean heart.
I know you do.
This psalm, yeah. Yes, woohoo! Because when you feel things like anger or wrath or greed or whatever is plaguing you in that moment, in that situation, in that day, to try and quickly stop it and shift gears, right?
And create a clean heart.
Yeah, so whatever works for you. It could be repeating a favorite psalm. If you have a favorite psalm or a story you want to share, please call in. We always love stories. They're the best learning tools. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free 1-888-343-2484. and share whatever stories you might have. If they're, you know, they could be light, they could be heavy, whatever. They're kind of, sometimes situations are fun and funny when you have,
yeah,
you know, when you're dealing with these topics, even though they're never not serious. All sin is serious. So the lightest version of breaking these to the heaviest version, all sin is offensive to God. Mm-hmm. So to just be aware and bring awareness, an examination of conscience is also a great way. Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week a little bit.
Right.
And how just a simple examination of conscience. Okay, where did I fall off today? Where can I do better? Certain questions that you can ask yourself or ask the Lord to show us, which is always tricky because he always will show us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then always remember to ask for a grace.
Remove yes, that the, remove me, that and then and the infilling of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Right.
Don't forget that part. Mm-hmm. That part's important.
Yeah, it's very important.
Or you leave a hole there that could be filled up again by something different.
Yeah, we don't want that. No, thank you.
No.
No room. Only room for the Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
But that is true. That's what they say. You have to empty your heart of all the... Drain the swamp, I used to say.
Drain the swamp and fill it with grace.
And fill it with grace. Yep. So real quick, before we jump back into the program, we want to remind everybody that the 15th annual In His Sign Catholic Radio Golf Tournament is October 12th this year. Mm-hmm. It will be held at Old York Road Country Club in Ambler, PA. Mm-hmm. And you should have received something in the mail. I know Maureen sent out the brochures already in the mail. Yep. They're beautiful, colorful, and fun. And if you do have questions or you would like to donate a basket or participate as a sponsor, mm-hmm. or donate a foursome of priests, there's all kinds of ways that you can right. donate.
And you can find this on the website.
Yeah, you can find it on the website too.
Right.
So it's really a fun day. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of camaraderie. You can meet and greet with mostly all the broadcasters are always there every year.
Right.
God willing. And
if you don't play golf, you can just come for dinner.
Yep. It's or you can volunteer fun. To work a hole. You know, there's so many ways to participate.
And we always get a beautiful day.
We always get a beautiful day. It's fall. The foliage is there. I mean, it's really, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
Fun and camaraderie.
Yes. So please save the date.
It's only one of
two. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Annual ways that you can support the radio apostolate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This and the Wake Up America dinner.
Yeah. So be not afraid. Come on out. Say, here I am, Lord.
Here I am, Lord. And if you're playing golf, have patience and temperance.
Yes, exactly.
For the people who are playing with you.
See, that's another way.
Should they not be up to par?
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. I like it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. So anyway, if we're going to wrap up this series, we are now going to just quickly touch on lust and chastity. Right? Mm-hmm. Lust is the disordered sexual desire. Desire for the body of another person, cut loose from the total faithful life-giving gift of self that sexuality is meant to serve. Right?
In marriage.
So, in marriage, exactly. One mm-hmm. between one man and one woman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is all these topics are difficult, we were saying, in today's day and age in a time such as this, because we're living in really extreme times.
Where people don't even think twice about the marriage vow or
right.
I mean, a lot of the youth don't. I shouldn't say everybody, but
yes. And the good news is I think you're seeing a movement back towards, I'm thinking the pendulum's going to swing back towards purity and chastity. And there is a large movement within the youth that's actually craving now because they've been so wounded. They can see how people are so wounded. They have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to receive that everything is really disordered right now.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pendulum almost has to
swing back.
Yeah.
So on the positive side of that, I do think you're seeing a lot of youth move back over
yeah.
into the virtues. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that still need a little enlightening in that department. And
right.
And they have not been... catechized or educated, and they live on their social media. So what they're being bombarded with, we talked about this last week too, the information wave that they are receiving from the commercials, from the songs, from the peer group, from
right.
all these elements. It's usually in the disordered
right.
messaging.
What you should wear, how you should act, what
yes.
kind of words you use, who's mm-hmm. getting likes. These,
yep.
You know, all these people look like they have this bubble world life, and
yes.
they really don't.
And it's so damaging. And the cyberbullying that goes on. That's a huge topic. You could spend endless amounts of time on that topic.
Yeah.
Because these kids are dealing with a lot. The youth and actually the adults, the parent population is dealing with a lot. It's hard to raise children in these days and
right,
in these
in
times.
That environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as hard as it is, the simplicity of it all is just live according to the commandments and the virtues and the fruits of the Holy Spirit that go along that are gifted to you when you live according to the commandments and the virtues. But right. for some reason, all the information, all the disordered lifestyles that are going on, all the disordered whatever, you can't even turn on the news and get real news. It takes a lot to take yourself out of the situation and stay focused.
Right.
So it's very simple, but it's very discipline oriented. It takes a lot of self-discipline.
Yeah.
And restraint.
But the kids inside, I mean, just think about, I'm a couple years older than you. But when I was in high school, it was light years different than today in high school.
Light years different, even for me, honestly.
And the dating and the expectations and quite frankly, that's what leads to, you know, it's the root that leads to abortion because they're being told it's okay outside of marriage. And then mm-hmm. they get pregnant and then they realize, wait a minute, this is not okay. Who said this was okay?
Like, yes. Yes.
This is not the way it's supposed to be. I'm not yeah. married. I don't have an mm-hmm. income. I'm young. Mm-hmm. You know, and all of a sudden
they're
the
in
panic
crisis.
And the fear mm-hmm. drives them
yeah.
to do things that they normally probably in their own human spirit would never have even considered doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, was it JP2 that warned of this?
Paul VI.
Paul VI and his encyclical.
Was very prophetic, but JP2, even in the theology of the body.
Theology of the body, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, but with the, with the onset of, the birth control pill and all that, he really predicted if we go down this road, it's going to lead to all the way, he predicted all the way through euthanasia. We're even euthanizing our
right
elderly
yeah
very easily and yeah. Modern medicine is encouraging again it's like what this is the disordered society that we're living in and the messaging that we're receiving is it's just not rooted
right
in God's in
chastity.
Law and yeah and mm-hmm. it's or the commandments or anything I mean there's just no regard for life anymore
mm-hmm.
yeah
well really... and that starts at your own life with your own self-respect and your own dignity and
understanding that life is a gift from God, that your life is not your right, right? I mean, you have a right to life. That's not what I'm
right.
saying. You have a right to life, obviously. And everyone has the inalienable rights, right? Mm-hmm. To life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
But the medical society, or they would call it a burden, or they would call it a, you know,
right.
all kinds of... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just twist it up. They yeah. just it's disordered. They twist everything on
and
you.
And Jennifer did the show on Tuesday that
yeah.
that medical mm-hmm. Doctors are not even being taught
mm-hmm.
they old, you know, the traditional ways of
testing
dealing
and trying
with
to
women
figure out.
And problems mm-hmm. and not mm-hmm. just jump into the nearest pharmaceutical to solve issues, right?
That doesn't solve issues. It just causes problems, right?
It just covers the symptom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't solve the issue.
Yeah.
But the less, but even Our Lady came forth on this subject where Marta and I had visited Slovakia.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when we were over there with Kathleen, we all went with mm-hmm. the visionary
Iveta,
who from 90 to 95... the Blessed Mother appeared to her,
mm-hmm.
and she was Immaculate Purity.
Mm-hmm. That was her title that she appeared under. Right.
Right. And mm-hmm. so, like, even she was sending the message in the 90s, go back to Immaculate Purity, Immaculate Purity. That's what I am. That's what,
mm-hmm.
you know, that came across to me so strong when we were there.
Yeah. Because it's so needed. It's desperately
so needed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's desperately needed.
And we got the pictures and we brought them home and, you know.
Yeah.
Of Immaculate Purity.
And sadly enough, kids crave, we were saying, and adults too. I'm going to tell you, I was speaking to a few women who are newly divorced or going through a divorce and they're trying to get back into the dating scene. And they don't even know how to approach the dating scene because they don't want to go straight to the, right? Mm-hmm. They want to, and they said, it's so hard. No one courts anymore. And nobody mm-hmm. wants to get to know you anymore. And it's always like, well, do I like you or I don't like you? Or I don't really like that about you. So see ya. You're out of here. There's no
right.
more.
I want to test this out.
Yeah, I want to,
test when I kick the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's very disordered. But people don't know how to navigate these waters. And so they tell themselves, my options are to sit at home and be lonely or be left out or not run with this mm-hmm. trend. Or my other option is just to throw my hands up and just, how am I supposed to navigate this?
Right.
I just had a long conversation with someone about this the other day.
Yeah.
Navigating the single life after you've been married for years and years and how difficult it is because they just feel like the tendency is to use, abuse, and move on. Use, abuse, and you know what?
And once it bleeds the person into the marriages.
Yeah,
because when you're raised that way, and there's not a complete understanding. Like we even talked about how the Lord mm-hmm. picked a wedding, right? Picked
yes.
marriage mm-hmm. to define how he will relate to his church and his people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fidelity I have for you. It is. We are
yes.
one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You receive in the communion the body and the blood of your Lord Jesus Christ, right? The mm-hmm. communion is we're married in mm-hmm. in the way that you can trust me. You can mm-hmm. I'll always be there. You know, my arm is your arm. We're, you know, it's the
yeah.
whole marital, you know, the two
yes.
become one. You still have your independent being and self.
Yeah.
Right? But you should be thinking as one unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're young and lustful ways are through the whole world, that's going to bleed into when you get married
mm-hmm.
because that sanctity for marriage and everything that goes with marriage is being lost.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's tragic. It's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
And so people from children all the way up through adulthood are trying to navigate these waters. And it's even a shame we had talked about, you can't even go into the pediatrician's office. And at a very, very, very young age now, very young,
they
I think
want the parents
10 and
to
under.
Leave.
They, yeah. Well, by 12 or 14, they definitely want the parents to leave.
Yeah.
But even in these younger ages, they're trying to have these conversations with these children about things that, holy moly, they should not even be having these conversations. They should be thinking about playing with their friends, being outside, making some mud pies,
right.
whatever they want to do.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Baking cookies, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
My Easy Bake Oven, whatever they're supposed to be talking about. Not this,
right.
not what's my gender and
heavy.
How do I identify. If you walked into a pediatrician's office, they tell the kid to fill out the iPad. They hand them this iPad with like 12, well, more than 12, probably 8 pages worth of questions about their, you know, how they identify and can they be honest about how they identify and, you know, does a parent pressure you to identify differently or do you feel this way or do you feel that way or do you feel, Well, I don't know that that's, I mean, it's
right.
just disordered. I don't even know what to say. I still have a child that goes to the pediatrician. I read that list and it just, my mind wants to fall out of my head. And
run and find another doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but even yeah. that's impossible. Not impossible, but like you'd have to really research to find a good Christian Catholic doctor. I do think we're starting to see, again, also Jennifer talked about that. You're starting to see doctors who will step out and they're starting these other programs
right.
to start and go out and educate doctors
right.
and teach that. So not everybody has to follow this disordered
And they use
pattern.
The excuse that they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know what they're dealing with in the world. They need to know, but we kind of already know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that if, oh gosh, it's just so young. It's really hard. These are hard days and times to parent and grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just a lot that we're up against.
And I talked to my granddaughter about, you know, the kids today and all the feelings. And I said, you know, when we were growing up, we understood there are girls that have more prominent masculine side. And there are boys that have a more prominent feminine side. And there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. It's just the way the world is. You're still a boy. You're still a girl. But you might feel more towards one way or the other. And that can change as you grow, you know. Might start out a tomboy and end up the girliest girl you ever met.
Right. But they don't allow time for these things to work itself out. They just want to automatically slap a label on you and shove you into a path that might make you
that
really
spiritual
miserable.
Battle that we're talking about. You know what I mean? So we have to be really strong in our faith and
and stay close to the sacraments. Yeah.
Yeah. And not get angry and discuss the things on a, you know.
Yes. In love, right?
In love, yeah.
Hate the sin and love the sinner and discuss these things in love and charity, yeah.
Right.
So, and then believe it or not, this hour really does go fast. So we're going to quickly zip through gluttony and temperance. Gluttony is the disordered desire for food or drink. It's not hunger itself, which is natural. It's an excess of any of these things. Like Philippians describes people whose God is their belly, right?
Yeah.
Philippians 3:19. And it's a vivid way of saying that the appetite itself has taken the place of that God should occupy.
Well, when any one thing takes over your world, it's a disorder, imbalance, and it's not going to make you happier.
Yeah.
Give you the ability to be close to God. And that's why I think they say fasting allows your body to stop working, if you will. Not stop working, but you're not digesting. You're not, your body's not going. So your spirituality can heighten.
Maybe it can rest. It like allows the
system
to rest.
Yeah, it's at rest and it's not so busy that your spirituality has an opportunity to go into drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fasting is important. Yeah. And then temperance is one of the four cardinal virtues. It's not an antidote to gluttony specifically, but it'll help us govern our desires for pleasure, right?
Right.
It can be.
Self-control.
Yeah.
Temperance.
So again, that could also, I mean, you could bleed these topics into so many areas.
Right.
Because temperance is really important. It's, I have to exercise temperance when I just watch the news.
You're like my son.
Yeah.
My son. I say, want to turn it off or go out of the room because you're really getting yourself really worked up.
Yes. Yeah. It's really hard. And then, again, there's just a million different ways that you can.
Right. But temperance is just, you know.
Yeah.
Bring it down a notch, have some self-control, take everything in moderation, as they say.
Well, step back, even when we said we were joking around about the now and later last week, how you have to give yourself little tips and tricks or tools to navigate through all these things to try and stay in the virtues, right?
Right.
So if you can understand that right now, your impulse desire is to fill in the blank, you can ask yourself, okay, that's what I really feel like doing right now, but let's look a little bit further down the road. How is this going to affect? Boom, 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 boom. Play the tape forward a little bit. And then so we they called that the now and later. So count to 10, take a deep breath.
Right, because the feeling's usually gone. And
yes.
If you give it a little time.
Give it a little time and then do whatever you have to do to help you work through that moment, that hour. That I knew somebody who was trying to quit smoking. And
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. And every time she really was having like an intense desire to smoke a cigarette, she would go sit in a holy hour or go sit in the back of a church.
Yeah.
And for her, it that's what worked. And she
went for a run.
Yeah.
She said, you get so fat when you quit smoking. I said, oh, no, you get rather thin.
Exactly. Cause
I was like Kelly on the bike. I'm like, did 10 miles today.
Exactly. It's so true. You, whatever works for you. It's getting on a bicycle. It's going for a run. It's sitting in the back of a church. Whatever's going to help pull you out of.
Right.
Yeah. The greed, the gluttony, the anger, the wrath, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. So everyone can come up with something that, you know, works for them.
Right.
Could be walking around the block, screaming the pillow, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Temperance.
Right.
Yeah.
So our last one.
Yes.
Sloth.
Mm-hmm. And diligence.
Sloth. I always think of the animal.
I know.
Hello. Then we got to jump back to patience.
Yeah, exactly. Because that really could drive you crazy if you're a person that likes to move at a fast clip. So it's usually you associate sloth with laziness, but it also describes something more specific like sluggishness or procrastination maybe even could be one of those things, the temptation to put things off.
Right. It's like the resistance to put in the effort.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. you need.
Mm-hmm.
It's a resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they call that sloth.
Yeah.
It's a temptation to give up because something is demanding, like the spiritual life is demanding.
Right? It is demanding.
So instead of putting in the work, you just become indifferent, or that's why you constantly have to work at it and get up and
yes,
just have little things to read all around. And,
yep. You know. That little examination of conscience we talked about. Yeah, to stay diligent, right? Diligence.
Just get some new knowledge about
yeah
something else. Like we said, yeah. the Lord has so many opportunities out there that you can say the rosary. You can, you know,
yeah,
the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Life jackets.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's so many things
to
do.
So we can stay in the zeal and the Holy Spirit. Stay filled with the Holy Spirit.
And diligence because is not easy.
No, but the Holy Spirit will help us through. Because these things are graces, and graces, you can't pray enough to, you know, you can't pray your way into them. You can't earn them. These are, grace is something that's freely given from God, right? It's a free gift from God.
Right.
And we just have to be able to receive the graces that he's giving us. So all these little things that we're talking about, the daily things we need to do to get ourselves settled back down and in the right
spirit.
State, yeah. In the right
to
state.
To receive.
To receive the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these are gifts freely given from God. So we just have to pray for them, ask for them, and stay diligent and keep working towards them. We're right. not perfect. We'll probably be working until we'll take our last breath. I know I will.
I was going to say, not probably.
Yeah. We will be working until we take our last
the
breath.
Grace to actually change.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And have that clean heart and that immaculate purity that Our Lady is.
Exactly.
And God wants to give us these graces. This isn't something like he's very willing to give us all these graces.
Mm-hmm.
We have to cooperate on our end and put in what's necessary for us right. to keep the relationship with
we
God.
Have to
and he
create
freely
the
gives.
Openness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he right? freely gives these
uproot
graces.
Uproot all the bad and then say, please fill it with grace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to ask.
Yeah, ask and you shall receive. Seek mm-hmm. and you shall find.
Mm-hmm.
Knock. And right. the door shall be opened. So,
right.
So this was a great little episode, and these are great things to keep in mind. And it's a great just awareness. That's all it is. Just mini everyday moments of awareness.
Right.
Of how we can.
And we were doing that to set the stage for graces.
Yeah.
The fruits of the Holy Spirit.
That's what we're going to talk about in our next series, the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So
the
we
Lord is building our program for us.
Right.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, that's
Thank
where we're
you,
going
Jesus.
With this.
Yeah. So that's exactly right. We talked about the Ten Commandments. We talked about the virtues and the vices that are root causes of why we break these commandments and then when we can stay.
Right. And the virtues we can practice.
The virtues we can practice.
And it is good just to even put a virtue list on your refrigerator and or the Ten Commandments, the virtues, and just say today or this week, whatever works better for you, I'm going to work on this.
Mm-hmm. And believe me, the Lord will test you. Woohoo! Will he test you?
And give you grace.
And give you grace. Yeah. Yeah, because
well, you'll have eyes to see and ears to hear. It's not like you're not tested.
Well, he's building your muscle. I don't just
you become aware of it too.
Yeah, and he's helping you build the muscle. And how do you build the muscle? Not by sitting in the chair. You got to work it out.
Right.
So he's going to help you. He is your personal trainer, and he is going to help you work out these. So thank you for joining us today. I can't believe it's over already. It was so much fun being with you. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Yes.
And don't forget about the golf outing. And Dr. Anton Raimondo is up next. So we appreciate you tuning in.
We'll
we love
you,
you
week.
And we mean it. And you are the best listening audience.
Amen.
Ever. Amen.
All right. God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, "Yes, here I am, Lord."